Britain has become the first country in the world to approve the widespread rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine. It has overnight approved the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 drug for emergency use. BioNTech Chief Executive Uğur Şahin says it's a significant step.
It will be the first time that people outside of clinical trials will get access to our vaccine. And we believe that it is really the start of the end of the pandemic if we can ensure now a broad rollout of our vaccine. Of course, it's the first country to enable an authorization and others will probably follow. Yeah, but it's a good start.
British Health Secretary Matt Hancock expressed confidence in the regulatory process that gave clearance for hospitals to start rolling out mass immunisations from as early as next week.
For so long we've been saying that if a vaccine is developed, then things will get better in 2021. And now we can say when this vaccine is rolled out, things will get better. And we'll start that process next week.
The head of the UK Medicines and Healthcare Regulatory Agency, Dr. June Raine, insists no corners have been cut, wanting to allay fears the vaccine's go-ahead had been in any way rushed.
If you're climbing a mountain, you prepare and prepare. We started that in June. By the time the interim results became available on the 10th of November, we were at base camp. And then, when we got the final analysis, we were ready for that last sprint that takes us to today. And that is the exemplary nature of the work that's been done. The way in which the MHRA has worked is equivalent to all international standards. The public can be absolutely confident that the standards we have worked to are equivalent to those around the world.
Well, the news was greeted with a mixture of joy and some caution on the streets of London.
Perhaps we are finally going to turn the corner, so it was wonderful.
I guess it would be nice to see how people receive it and whether it is safe. But yes, I have reasonable confidence.
I think everyone has slight doubts. You know, it's been quite quick in the making. And then they're going to inject you something alien into your body. So, yeah, I'm a bit sceptical, but things need to go back to some kind of normal.
Well, let's go to London and our correspondent, Vincent McAvenny, who's on the line. Vincent, kia ora, thank you for being with us this morning. How many doses are going to be arriving in the country next week for use? And how is there going to be a decision made about who gets them?
Well, good morning. We're expecting the first 800,000 doses to come from Belgium in the coming days. And that's part of an order that the UK put in for 40 million doses of the jab. But because you have to have two doses, you cut that number in half. So the first delivery will be for 400,000 people. And in total, this will go to 20 million people in the UK. But this vaccine isn't the one that the UK is heavily invested in. That's actually the AstraZeneca Oxford one. But they decided to sort of spread their bets, go after all the different ones. And what they're going to do with the one that's coming is because of the difficulties it has with the cold storage, it has to be kept at minus 70 degrees centigrade. They're going to prioritize using this one for those most at risk now. So that will be people in the NHS who are staff, the over 80s, the most vulnerable, and those who work and live in care homes as well. But they're going to have to do things like convert the Nightingale hospitals, which were emergency hospitals that were built, into vaccination centres. They're going to be using conference centres, race courses, all kinds of places, because this must be kept at that temperature, but it can also be only moved once. And they need people to come to those centres rather than small batches to be distributed out around the country.
Yeah, the logistics of this is going to be quite tricky because you were saying this particular vaccine has to be stored at such a cold temperature. And it sounds like it's going to be quite a challenge to get people jabbed.
Yes, and it will only, once it comes into the country, be available for 30 days before the vaccine effectively expires. So they need to really make sure that they prioritise this first batch on those who are most vulnerable. And so NHS staff across the UK have been receiving emails in the past couple of days telling them that they will be some of the first to get it. Of course, hospitals have those deep refrigeration units that they need to get this. And so that they think that if they build resistance into the NHS, that will help in the coming months. months. You know, we've had over 600 deaths in the last 24 hours. The UK is by far not out of this yet. Things are still getting worse. We're not at the peak of this winter pandemic. But they think that by making sure that doctors, nurses, healthcare workers have this vaccine first, that will give the NHS resilience to cope. And also, of course, the elderly, those with underlying health risks, and those who work in care homes, they think those need to be the first priority. But what they're really waiting for, and we think it's only in the next sort of week or 2 weeks or so, is the same authorization to be given to the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. Now, that has been shown to have as well up to about 90% effectiveness. And so that is the one that the UK has invested most in. It is much cheaper, and it also doesn't need this extreme cold storage.
Thank you very much. That's our correspondent, Vincent McAvaney, speaking to us from London there.